It's Tuesday and it's the day after Women's Day, and there's no better way to celebrate an incredible woman that we know and love. Her name is Azelle Hoffman, and she is going to teach us how to make something that our grannies and our moms and our aunties all used to make us, but she's putting a healthy twist on it. Azelle, how are you? Happy belated Women's Day.
Hi there, Danny. How are you doing this weekend? I hope you had a fantastic long weekend.
I did. It wasn't that long because I worked, but you know what? Working is fun, and when you love what you do, you don't work. So I'm grateful. I spent it with good people, good friends, and lack of food.
Oh, that's always the best answer. But it is like you say, you know, I can also work 7 days a week, and yeah, just absolutely love what I do. So can't complain on this side either.
Well, I saw you out and about, but we're going to chat about all of that a little bit later on. But we were talking a little bit off air, and I happened to go to Food Lovers this weekend. Lost my mind, obviously, bought everything in the whole world. The fruit and veg aisles at Food Lovers for me are just life. And I also, we were talking about this one ingredient that we're going to use today, and I saw it and I thought, I wish I knew what to do with it, because I know that it's really good for you. I know that if you make it as a drink before you go to bed, it's called like golden milk. It is anti-inflammatory. It's really, really good for you. But I don't know how to use it when it comes in its whole form. So Azelle, do you want to introduce our ingredients and tell us what we're cooking with and how we're going to cook it?
Danny, of course. So this week we chose turmeric, of course. It's one of the very underrated ingredients, I find. You know, so often people add it to spicy rice and things like that purely for the color. But what they don't realize is it's such a fantastic immunity booster. It's anti-allergy, it's antifungal. Of course, it's anti-inflammatory. Otherwise, we wouldn't be talking about it. But it's also antiviral. And it's just an all-round phenomenal ingredient. And that was the main reason I selected my healthy Pabuti recipe for this week, because it is, in fact, one of the key ingredients that you find in my recipe.
I am here for it. Can I tell you an honest, honest thing? I don't think I've ever eaten Pabuti in my
whole life.
Yes,
of course.
I've never eaten Pabuti.
Are you being serious now?
I promise.
Well, then we're going to have to change that. We're going to have to change that because, of course, you're vegan. And the meat of choice for Pabuti is, in fact, mince. I do prefer to make use of an extra lean one. But, Danny, today I've got good news for you, because you can actually use cooked lentils as the replacement for the mince. Here the trick is you need to sort of cook them up so they're already nice and soft. And then as soon as we start going through the recipe, I'll actually explain where you can add the lentils then. So first you're going to start by stir frying your onion in a little bit of olive oil as well as the garlic. You want to burn the garlic on the bum a bit so it can release all that beautiful flavor. And then if you were going to make it the normal straightforward recipe way, that's then when you would have added the mince, and you will you know, stir fry it till it's nice and brown. But if you're not use of mince, that's going to be adding your cooked lentils, and the rest of the recipe applies exactly as is.
I'm looking at the picture, and I've never been so less for something on a Tuesday morning ever. I'm telling you now, it is on page 149 of Azelle Hoffman's Mindful Eating Cookbook. Now, Azelle, before we get into the recipe, tell me, please, what is turmeric good for us for?
Well, Danny, I just feel like turmeric is such an underrated ingredient, like I said earlier. And, you know, so often people tend to think, you know, you only get sick in the middle of winter, but, you know, a lot of people tend to get sick as soon as seasons start to change. And with saying that, I'm not referring to getting COVID. I'm referring to the normal flu. So again, it's so important to be boosting your immune system, despite the fact that COVID is also all around us at the moment. So yes, before we start thinking of pineapples and cocktails next to the pool and thinking of our cute summer dress we're going to wear on the 1st of September, of course. Yeah, turmeric is just such a phenomenal all-round ingredient, and I do feel Pabuti as well is such a fantastic traditional dish. Hence why I'm so surprised you've never tried it, but I do respect the fact that you don't eat meat, of course, and for that reason, you know, I thought, let me just put a healthy twist in there and tell you what you can use as an alternative, of course.
Okay, so now we know that it's turmeric. Are we using root turmeric or are we using ground turmeric? Because I don't know what to do with root turmeric if we're going to do that.
I need you. Well, I find, you know, when you are going to consume turmeric like in golden milk and beverages and things like that, because you are desperately seeking for the health benefits because you might already be fluish, I suggest and advise people go for the root form. I often grate it, and then that's sort of what I use just to cook with the unsweetened almond milk, and that's the way I make my golden milk. But when it comes to babua tea, again, you know, in my book on page 149 for this week is, of course, the healthy babua tea recipe. I do make use of the normal one that you find in, you know, on the shelf, because yes, you know, we try to stick to ingredients that we forever have in our pantry. And yeah, it still has got all of the good benefits. Just be, you know, aware that if you're not going to be adding a little bit of pepper to this recipe or the olive oil that we are frying the onion in, you won't be getting all the health benefits from the turmeric, because your body can only absorb curcumin, which is the anti-inflammatory found in turmeric, if you combine it with ground black pepper or a good quality oil base, of course. In our case, it's then, of course, the olive oil.
Okay, so talk me through, because this is obviously not my grandmama or my auntie's babua tea. This is an Izelle Huffman babua tea. So it is healthy and fairly guilt-free and packed with protein, packed with anti-inflammatories, packed with antioxidants, packed with all the good stuff. Tell us how and why and what we've changed to make it better.
So this recipe is inspired by my mom's recipe. I grew up in a home where babua tea used to be, you know, almost like a weekly favorite. Now, just to run through the recipe, I'm just going to put the vegan option on the side just for now. Mm-hmm. But red meat in general causes a lot of acidity. So yes, as much as, you know, our South Africans, we love consuming red meat, but we need to become more aware of the effects that it has on our bodies. So when I then started putting this recipe together, I said to myself, okay, but you know, if we're making use of about 1.25 kgs of extra lean beef mince, and yes, we're serving 8 people, but it's quite a big dish, how are we going to start to neutralize the acidity that this meat can cause after consumption? So yes, we're going to preheat your oven, of course, on your 180 degrees. So then that is all sorted. And then you're going to get a lovely pan and start heating up a bit of olive oil, which is your anti-inflammatory, of course. And you're going to be frying an onion, which is antiviral, antifungal, natural antibiotic, as well as your garlic, because it has all of the same healing benefits of the onion. So now we're already one step in the right direction. Now you're going to start adding the mince, and you're going to brown that in the pan. So now you must understand we've added an acidic ingredient to all our anti-inflammatory ones. But how are we now going to zoosh it up to make it taste fantastic, but yet still be healthy? Now, we're going to sweeten it with, you know, raw honey. We're going to add lemon juice in there because it's an alkalizer. Your spices, which is going to be, of course, your ground cloves, your curry powder, your ground turmeric, that you're going to start mixing through the mince, as well as your raisins. Now, the reason I absolutely love raisins, and yes, your traditional babua tea recipe does come with raisins, but you know, a lot of us, we just love eating raisins in a mix with nuts and stuff like that as a snack. But a lot of people don't know that raisins is actually an excellent source of iron, but it's also an immunity boost, and it's fantastic for bone health as well. But it also helps with digestion. So remember, you're going to now consume red meat, so it's quite important that your body can digest it properly. So for that reason, we're actually adding 100 gram of raisins to the mix, and then you're going to remove it from the pan and just allow it to just cool off a little bit. You're going to add the mixture then to your greased dish and then compact it with a large spoon. Now this part is the most critical part, I think, of making a babua tea, because once we add the egg layer that we're going to mix just now on top, you don't want it to just, you know, filter through all the way to the bottom, because once the babua tea is baked, you want that perfect layer of the egg layer on top, because visually it is so much more appealing, because people remember you do eat and feast with your eyes. So presentation is always key. And yeah, Then, like I said, you're going to be whisking the eggs on the side. You're going to add 1 cup of your unsweetened almond milk, and be aware of the ones that's got no cornstarch, no sugar, as well as no sunflower oil, because we are looking for that alkalizing properties that it contains. You're going to mix that with the egg, pour it over. You're going to garnish it a little bit with your bay leaves, and you're going to bake it for 40 minutes. So I would assume this recipe is going to be 2.5 to 3 out of 10, you know, difficulty. I think the hardest part is chopping the onion, because I find, you know, onions can even make bodybuilders cry. So just be aware, they can be quite little bullies if they want to. So I always say, how do you make a bodybuilder cry? You just give him an onion to chop.
Okay, next question.
Yes.
On the recipe, it is obviously full, it's packed with nutrition, packed with turmeric. But on the serving suggestions, you say serve with yellow rice. How do we make yellow rice? Please teach us, because my oma used to make it and it used to smell and taste amazing, and I've never been able to do it.
So yellow rice, actually the only key ingredient there is, again, turmeric. So do you understand why I selected this recipe for this week? Now, when you, I don't know, nowadays you get all fancy rice cookers. You can prepare rice in a microwave. You can prepare it on the stove. Of course, I also love making yellow quinoa. And the only thing that you do is you add, with a little bit of salt that you add to the water, you just also add about 1/2 teaspoon to 1 teaspoon of turmeric. Now, I then love adding just a grind of, you know, a crack of black pepper in there, because again, you just want to activate that curcumin that is going to be in the turmeric, so that when you consume it, you can, of course, get all the health and healing benefits thereof.
I am here for this Bobotie recipe. Now, obviously, you're going to share it with us. It's on jacarandafm.com. But not only that, Izelle Hoffman also has a copy of Mindful Eating to give away. It is a cookbook. It has 78 recipes in it that are going to change the way you see food. I promise you. And even better is, you can veganize pretty much everything in this recipe book. All you need to do is reach out to Izelle on her social media and ask her. It is at Izelle Hoffman on Instagram and Twitter, and Izelle Hoffman Lifestyle Chef on Facebook. Now, that's also where she cooks off with Chef Graham Campbell from the UK, and she does her Ignition TV stuff. So I hear you're making Chef Graham, the Swiss Scottish chef, makes a boy tea tomorrow.
Yes, I just, yesterday when we discussed recipes, I said to him, like, Graham, you need to make babuati with me. And he was like, what on earth is that? And I was like, well, to me, I categorize it, you know, with biltong, because it's proudly South African. Mm-hmm. So he's like, oh, that sounds interesting. Is it like a quiche? And I was like, no, it's exactly the opposite of a quiche. But, you know, it's very close to cottage pie, or in Afrikaans, we say herderspastei, of course. Mm-hmm. So he was like, okay, he's never heard of that either. So I was like, Graham, here's the recipe. Go and study the ingredients and bring us your best option or plated, you know, version, I can say, of babuati, the Scottish way, and with a Michelin star twist, of course. So I'm actually very interested to see what he's going to be making tomorrow, because I've absolutely no idea. I just hope this is not going to be one of those recipes that he starts the conversation with me tomorrow evening saying, Izelle, I decided to change the whole recipe because I have no idea what this was. I find every now and then when I throw him like with a braai broodjie or something like that, he's like, so I decided to change your recipe slightly. So yes, of course, every Wednesday with Bosch Home South Africa, we do the Mindful Eating Cookalongs on my Instagram live from 7 p.m. So be on the lookout for that, because on my side, I would be making this healthy babuati recipe that you can find in Mindful Eating, of course.
And then I saw that you were out and about this last weekend with Ignition TV shooting everything. Tell me a little bit about that, and tell me what else is coming up with Izelle Hoffman for the rest of the week.
Oh, so yeah, I was representing Team Perfect Circle at the Extreme Festival on Friday and Saturday. That was at Swartkops. Unfortunately, no public allowed, which, you know, in one of my interviews with one of the drivers, I actually said, you know, there's something missing. The hype is missing. The spectators, the public, the audience is just, we really miss everyone. So hopefully with COVID, you know, things can just go sort of back to normal, where we can just you know, support these amazing events. I mean, motorsport is actually such an interesting industry. And of course, you know, with sponsors and public not being there, you know, there was actually a lot of cars that was entered earlier in the year that actually didn't end up coming over the weekend. But nonetheless, I did a fantastic insert for Ignition TV with Motul South Africa, of course. So that's where my fantastic red jacket came from. I was so happy their brand is red, because red is, of course, my favorite color. So I always love getting involved and wearing red wherever I can. We were talking about the red lipstick a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. I mean, masks and lipstick just don't go. We have fairly established that over the weekend, yes. So a few like lipstick on the cheeks and on the sides every now and then. But yes, we make it work and we make the best of it. So yeah, it was quite a phenomenal weekend. I think the racing was fantastic. A lot of people, you know, were happy with their times, lap times. Of course, practice was also quite interesting. It's just this wearing a mask thing. You know, it really, you know, it's a little thing that you think, oh, it's just wearing a mask, but you realize it's like, you know, cutting your pinky. You think your pinky is a little finger that has no use till you cut it, and then you realize it's everywhere. Yeah. So yes, just again, telling people, keep wearing your mask, people, because the more we all do what we need to do, the quicker we can all get through this and carry on with our lives. So yeah, quite a busy, exciting weekend, but also try to make a bit of time for myself from Sunday afternoon and then yesterday, of course. So yeah, also, you know, just celebrated Women's Day in my own way by just investing a little bit of time in myself. Myself and my health, went for a nice walk. We were out and about, just, you know, soaking up a little bit of vitamin D and enjoying the outdoors, because that is so important as well. So people should not neglect that. Because remember, being healthy is not just about what you eat. It's also, you know, just relax, breathe in fresh air and reset and recharge those batteries so you can be the best version of yourself for the week ahead.
I am always grateful to speak to you. You kind of get me going for the rest of the week. Like, you get through Monday because it's generally really busy. Yesterday was a public holiday. And then Tuesday comes around and you're like, we're so far from the weekend. And then I get to speak to you and I'm kind of uplifted and ready to carry on.
Oh, thanks so much, Danny. Yeah, like I'm really one of those people, I live for every day and I really make the most of every day. And yeah, because you never know when it's going to be your last. So don't forever just wish your weeks away and live for the weekends, because like I said, you never know when it's your time. So make sure to make the most of your time while you still can.